You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Well, they finally did it. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is indicting Donald Trump. This is the first time in American history this has ever happened. Truly unprecedented move from the Manhattan District Attorney's office. And this is just one of the four criminal investigations that Donald Trump is facing. He's facing another investigation out of Georgia pertaining to the 2020 election. He's also facing two federal investigations. And this just feels like a red line has been crossed. That the America that we have always loved, this constitutional republic, which made America so different than other countries, that it's dead, that the rule of law is over in America, that the fabric of this nation has been eroded. So what does this mean for the country? What does this mean for the former president? And where is this all going? You know, is it now open season for Soros-backed DAs across the country to wage political persecutions against conservatives? We turn to Mike Davis. He's been on the show before. He's the former chief counsel for nominations to then Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. He's also the founder and the president of the Article 3 Project. He's worked in all three branches of the federal government. Before all that, he worked for 10 years as a civil litigator in Denver. He does a great job breaking all of this down. So we turn to him at this dire hour, this dire news cycle, and what is going to change the country forever. Stay tuned for Mike Davis. Mike, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I know that you've got a busy schedule because, you know, they finally did it. They indicted Donald Trump. First time in American history a former president has been indicted. We don't have all the details yet because the indictment has not been unsealed. But, you know, what do you make of what you've read, what you've heard so far about the indictment?
The Democrats have crossed the Rubicon with this indictment by George Soros funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. These are bogus, trumped up charges against President Trump for settling a nuisance claim back in 2016. It is very common for wealthy business people to settle nuisance claims, to make claims go away. And that's exactly what they're alleging Trump did here. This Alvin Bragg, when he worked for the New York Attorney General, he pushed the prior Manhattan DA to decline these charges. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney declined these charges, and the Federal Election Commission declined these charges. But then Alvin Bragg ran for office as Manhattan DA. He took $1 million from George Soros, and now he's George Soros' puppet prosecutor, apparently, because I don't know how he goes from pushing to decline these charges before to somehow these charges got better. And you're going to bring a what is at best a books and records misdemeanor where the statute of limitations would have expired after 2 years in 2018. And you're going to transform this somehow by bootstrapping federal election law with New York law and charging a state felony under federal election law in New York. And somehow for something that happened 7 years ago beyond the 5-year statute of limitations for a felony, this is a pure political hit job on Trump. This is part of the Democrats' lawfare against Trump. They're doing lawfare with Garland special counsel Jack Smith, looking at the non-crime of a former president, having his presidential records in the office of former president, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act. You also have the Democrat DA in Fulton County, Fannie Willis, looking at the non-crime of a president objecting to a presidential election and having and lobbying others to object. That is allowed by the Electoral Count of 1887, along with the First Amendment. And Jack Smith also looking at this objection as part of his federal probe. These are all Democrat prosecutions. They fear they can't beat President Trump in the polls, so they simply want to indict him.
As you mentioned, I mean, he's facing a couple federal investigations, as you pointed out, also an investigation in Fulton County, Georgia, as well. How much money does it cost to fight two state federal investigations like this?
Well, it's millions of dollars. Not only is it, you know, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars for Trump, which, you know, is unfair, but he's a billionaire. He can afford this. Just think about the resources that are being diverted from these DA's offices. We have the Manhattan DA. He has many of his prosecutors focused on this non-crime, trumped up charges against President Trump instead of the rapists and murderers and carjackers and burglars and robbers and the people who are violent criminals destroying Manhattan. He has the prosecutors focused on Trump. You also have the New York Police Department, the state police, the federal police, including the Secret Service, who have to divert so many resources to protect Alvin Bragg, to protect his prosecutors, to protect his office, to protect President Trump when he comes and goes. This is a major diversion of law enforcement resources, limited, finite law enforcement resources. This shows horrific judgment on the part of Alvin Bragg. Same thing down in Fulton County. Same thing with the special counsel, Jack Smith. This is, Democrats are more concerned about going after Trump for non-crimes than protecting everyday Americans from violent crimes. I always say that if President Trump beat the hell out of an old Asian woman on the subway instead of paying off a stripper to go away, Alvin Bragg would not be prosecuting him.
Well, yeah, I mean, Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of all felony charges to misdemeanors last year, and now he's trying to elevate maybe a misdemeanor to a felony. You had mentioned the statute of limitations. It's been reported that Trump's team is potentially preparing to file motions to dismiss based on the statute of limitations, a variety of other overreaches that we see here. Does he have grounds to do that, considering the bookkeeping entry and the transaction at issue dates back to October 2016?
I mean, yes, they should file a motion to challenge the sufficiency of the indictment on legal grounds, that it's that there's not a crime here, that this legal theory that Alvin Bragg is using here is garbage. It's nonsense. It was rejected by Bragg himself. It was rejected by the prior Manhattan DA. It was rejected by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. It was rejected by the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. So they should absolutely file a motion to dismiss the indictment on those grounds. Also on the statute of limitations, like you said, there's a 2-year statute of limitations for misdemeanors. There's a 5-year statute of limitations in New York for felonies. Here's the problem, though, Lisa, is we haven't had a Republican governor in New York since, what, Pataki? I can't even remember the last time we had a Republican governor. So all of these judges at every level are appointed by Democrats. They're left-wing radical judges, right? They're not fair judges. Trump is not going to get a fair trial anywhere in New York, particularly not in Manhattan.
Well, and that's the issue is, you know, objectively, we could say this is ridiculous. None of this makes sense. It's beyond the statute of limitations. But to your point, you know, he's facing these charges in a liberal state like New York, which, you know, really isn't America anymore. But it speaks to sort of the broader concern with the rule of law in America. I mean, it has become so politicized where, you know, the rule of law really doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. This is all by plan. These George Soros-funded prosecutors, these leftists, this is all working out to plan. They're trying to destroy our country. This is not our parents or grandparents' Democrat Party. These are not liberals who love America and just disagree with conservatives on the best way to get there. These are leftists. These are Marxists. They hate America. They hate equality. They believe in equity. They hate due process. They believe in Me Too. They hate free speech. They believe in censorship. They hate America. They're trying to divide and conquer our country. They've crossed the Rubicon here. There's nothing more divisive than bringing bogus political charges against your political enemies. And that's what they've done with Trump. I don't know how we go back from this. I'll tell you what I think needs to happen is, and I think Republican state attorneys general, Republican DAs, Republican prosecutors need to give Democrats a healthy dose of their own medicine. Find charges against these Democrats, charge them, indict them, and then this tit for tat should end immediately. Give Democrats, I always say two wrongs don't make it right, but it makes it even. Democrats only respect power. If you don't use power against them, they're going to run all over us. So I hope these Republican attorneys general, maybe in Texas or Florida or one of these other states, can find Hunter Biden's sleazy, illegal, corrupt deals on oil and gas that touch their state and go after them.
Quick commercial break. More with Mike Davis.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Do you think it ends it, or do you think we just continue to go down a road of, you know, looking like a banana republic or some of these countries where political opponents are sort of routinely jailed?
It's already done. It's done. The Democrats have crossed the Rubicon, right? So if we don't fight back now and fight back hard and make this go away, this will never stop. We did this with the Kavanaugh confirmation. Remember, they brought six bogus allegations against Kavanaugh, essentially that he was a serial gang rapist in his teenage years, even though he testified before the committee where I was the chief counsel for nominations that he was a virgin well into his 20s. They did the same stupid thing that they did to Kavanaugh they're doing now. They brought out Michael Avenatti's stupid, bogus allegation first, and that undermines the other five. Alvin Bragg brought out his stupid indictment first, and it's undermining the other two with Jack Smith and Fannie Willis. But again, the reason we were able to stop that Me Too nonsense with the Capitol fight is we punched back hard, right? We gave them a dose of their own medicine. We fought back. We didn't just roll over and play dead, because that's what they expect Republicans to do, because Republicans traditionally are weak and stupid, and they just roll over. I always say that they're the string orchestra on the Titanic, right? They want to look majestic as the Titanic is going down. Our country is going to hell. You don't come back from indicting a political opponent who's running for president, a former president and potentially future president. This is unacceptable what the Democrats have done. This is a red line, and they're going to keep doing it until we punch back.
I don't disagree. I think it's hard to digest sort of the country that we love and realizing that it's probably over. You know, you mentioned Kavanaugh. I mean, I went Mortal Kombat on TV over that because I just felt it in my gut that it was just so fundamentally wrong to try to smear an obviously innocent man for, you know, purely political reasons, but that sort of underscores who we're dealing with from the left. So what are the next steps here? So, you know, Governor DeSantis has said that Florida is not going to aid in the extradition of Donald Trump. Do you expect a fight there, or do you think he will voluntarily surrender?
look, I am a huge Trump fan. I'm supporting Trump for president. I'm also a huge DeSantis fan. I would love to see a Trump-DeSantis ticket. I think what DeSantis is doing here is hugely important. It sends a very strong message that you're not going to treat people like this in America, even potentially my political enemy, Donald Trump. So I congratulate DeSantis for what he did. It's an important message. I don't think it's going to get to that. It sounds like Trump's going to surrender to the Manhattan DA's office on maybe Monday or Tuesday. I haven't talked to President Trump. I haven't talked to his lawyers about this. This is just the news reports that I've seen. But it sounds like he's going to surrender. But I'm very happy and proud of Governor DeSantis for making that stand.
We've gone over some of the other criminal probes that he's facing. What kind of, you know, real legal liability does he face in those?
Where they may try to get Trump is obstruction on the documents case in Mar-a-Lago. They may say, look, the presidents have the absolute right to classify and take any presidential record they want when they leave office. That's why Congress gives former presidents staff, federally funded staff with security clearances, secure office space called SCIF, secure compartment and information facilities, to look at classified documents. They get Secret Service protection that guards the people in the records. President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong by having those classified records in the office of the former president of Mar-a-Lago. He actually used that office when he was the president of the United States. So they don't even know if President Trump took those records when he left office or he had them there when he was president, when he used the office as president. They just stayed there. They have no idea. But regardless, he's allowed to have those records under the Presidential Records Act. The Presidential Records Act includes any documents created or received by the president and his staff, and that includes classified documents. So it's just a bogus investigation, pretextual investigation they used to go after Trump. And so what they did was when they went down there and did those illegal, unprecedented, unconstitutional home raid on Trump for this non-crime of having these presidential records, classified or not, they stuck an affidavit in front of one of Trump's lawyers' faces, and he signed it. Well, they're going to say that they found records after he signed this affidavit, and so therefore it could be obstruction of justice. That's their strongest case. But the problem is we don't know that this attorney probably just made a good faith effort in the chaos and signed this thing. There's no evidence that he intended to lie or to obstruct justice with this thing. And the bigger issue is there's an OLC memo, Office of Legal Counsel memo in the Justice Department. It's binding on prosecutors. It's binding on the Justice Department. That generally you cannot charge obstruction of justice if the underlying conduct was not a crime. So that you can't obstruct an investigation into a non-crime. And that's exactly what they're looking at with this Mar-a-Lago raid. And let's compare what they did with Trump versus Biden. The Biden Justice Department learned that then Vice President Joe Biden stole classified records from the Obama White House, clearly espionage. He didn't have the right to have this under the Presidential Records Act. He didn't have lifetime Secret Service protection to protect these documents. He didn't get federally funded staff, secure office space. Biden had several different sets of classified documents in several different locations, and there's evidence he actually used those records. Hunter Biden used those records, those classified records, to get to secure his illegal deals in Ukraine and China. Miranda Devine reported on that from the New York Post. Right? What did the Biden Justice Department do? They didn't send in a home raid. They covered this up for 2 months, right? And they didn't even have the FBI go look for these documents. They let Biden's attorneys do the search for these documents. And Biden's attorneys represented to the Biden Justice Department that they turned over these records, right? And then the FBI went in after Garland got hell over this and appointed a special counsel, Robert Hur. The FBI went in and did a search. They found classified documents after Biden's attorneys represented, they did a diligent search. How is that different from Trump's attorney signing the affidavit? How is that not obstruction of justice? So if they go after Trump for obstruction of justice for documents he was allowed to have, how did they not go after Biden for espionage and obstruction of justice for documents he was not allowed to have?
Well, you know, and allegedly documents from his, or classified documents from his time in the Senate, which would take some serious effort to try to remove from a SCIF where you have to, you know, sign in, you have to review the documents. you know, in a secure area, you sign out, you're supposed to like turn in your phone, you know, like there's multiple layers of security. So, I mean, you would have to actually like legitimately try to steal them versus just some sort of accidental, you know, mistake. But, you know, how concerned are you about, you know, what's happening in the special grand jury probe in Fulton County?
I think that's a complete joke. I think this Fulton, I do think that this is all orchestrated and they're going to try to indict with all three investigations. I think they're going to try to, but I just didn't think it would come in this order. I thought that they would come with their strongest case first and then bring the weakest case, the Manhattan DA case, last. But what they've done is this buffoon Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, brought his case first, and it's going to undermine the credibility of all the subsequent investigations. Again, like Michael Avenatti did with Julie Swetnick during the Kavanaugh thing, he came forward with his buffoonery and undermined the credibility of the five other people who came forward. They were all not telling the truth, but Michael Avenatti's allegations were the most buffoon, but most buffoonery, just like Alvin Bragg. So, you know, I expect indictments in all three of these matters. I think the Democrats are hell-bent on getting Trump. That they, in Bragg's case, this is good for him politically in Manhattan. The left-wing lunatics, the limousine liberals in Manhattan will be very happy. They'll be in their coffee shops with their COVID masks on. You'll be able to, you know, they'll be smiling under their COVID mask from ear to ear as they're sipping their lattes. But it's very bad for the Democrat Party nationwide, and more, most importantly, it's bad for our country. It's really bad for our republic. This is very damaging when you have a politicized and weaponized justice system. This is third world Marxist hellhole, banana republic level stuff.
I totally agree. You know, whatever people think about Trump, this is the end of the republic type stuff. Is he going to face jail time, or are we, you know, is this just going to be, you know, sort of what kind of legal liability is he truly facing here with all this stuff?
Well, I mean, if you have a crazy judge, which he may have, you have a crazy jury in Manhattan, which he'll likely have, and they convict him, it will take a long time for this to get through the appellate process. And you have all these Democrat appointed trial court judges and appellate court judges, and in New York, their Supreme Court's called the New York Court of Appeals. All these judges are Democrat appointed, right? So it's going to be a long slog. Here's the issue. Under federal statutes, the Secret Service has the Congress commands that the Secret Service protect former presidents for the rest of their lives. And that's by statute. So they're going to have an issue where if you want to try to jail a former president, that's going to run right into this federal statute saying Secret Service has to protect him. So what are they going to do? Put the Secret Service agents in his jail cell with him, in his New York you know, cell block? That's just not feasible that they can do that. This is why it's so reckless what the Democrats are doing here, what Alvin Bragg is doing here. They're creating a constitutional crisis. They're creating an unnecessary crisis because they are so Trump deranged. They're so power hungry. They want to do whatever it takes to get Trump, and they don't care about their country. I mean, it's very obvious they don't care about their country. When you're taking $1 million from George Soros, who hates America, this Marxist who hates America, who's been funding BLM and Antifa and chaos and division for the last 4 or 5 years, why would you think that George Soros is a good man? He's not. He's clearly un-American. He clearly does not believe in American ideals. He clearly doesn't want to follow the Constitution. He's a scumbag, and he just proved that by indicting President Trump.
I mean, I think he's evil. I mean, I think that the left is evil in this country, as evidenced by, you know, everything we've laid out throughout this conversation. And it also keeps good people out of politics, because you're going to have a lot of people that might consider running for office saying what's happened to Donald Trump, saying, I don't need this in my life. And I truly think that, you know, Donald Trump ran in 2016 because I do believe that he loves his country. I believe he's a patriot. He didn't have to. He's probably, I mean, he's most definitely, you know, probably the only guy who left the office who's worse off than he was before going into it. You know, all these guys go into being president, go on to, you know, make all this money. If you look at Bush, if you look at Obama. So, you know, it's sadly going to keep a lot of good potential conservative candidates saying, you know, the hell with this. I don't want to deal with this nonsense.
And that's the plan. I mean, this is, again, these are Marxists, these are leftists, these are not liberals, these are not Democrats. These people are so destructive. Their goal of their God is power, because they don't believe in God. So their goal of their God is power on earth. Their religion or their strategy for their goal or their God of power on earth is Marxism. They can't talk about their Marxism because that's not very popular. So they use these subversive tactics or religious sects, and that's racial division with BLM. That's gender chaos with Me Too and with pronouns and transgender ideology. It's the COVIDians trying to destroy our country, destroy our bonds. They don't want us to have any faith in our country. They don't want us to have religion. They don't want us to have family. Those are bonds that the Marxists have been trying to break for 100 years. They want us to be beholden to the state. And they're Marxist. Here's what's so problematic and so dangerous about Marxism. Over the last 100 years of Marxism, there have been 100 million people have died. And so these Democrats, these never Trump Republicans, these liberals who think that once they go after Trump, they're going to stop, they're crazy. They're going to go after Trump. They're going to go after DeSantis. They're going to go after Nikki Haley. They're going to go after every single Republican. They're going to go after the Democrats. They're going to go after so many people that there are not any people left.
No, I mean, I don't think this stops with, and we already saw that, right? I mean, we saw the Department of Justice label good parents as domestic terrorists. I mean, we saw them go after pro-life Catholics, arrest, people in front of their kids. So this doesn't stop with Trump. He has previously said that they're not trying to get to him. They're trying to get to us. And it's true. And that's, the direction that we are heading in. Is there any way to put the genie back in the bottle? Is there any way to get the rule of law back in this country? I mean, is there anything we can do?
Well, there are two things we can do. We need to elect Republicans at every level. There's a state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin coming up that will determine the control of the Supreme Court there, whether it's conservative 4-3 or liberal 4-3. And that's going to decide whether people have the right to speak, to worship, to associate. That's an important race up there, to keep and bear arms, to protect your families and yourselves. That's an important race, but people need to go out and vote. And I really do think these Republican AGs and DAs and prosecutors need to give Democrats a healthy dose of their own medicine. The only way you're going to stop this is by indicting Democrats for their real crimes. There's smoking gun evidence in the form of subpoenaed bank records from House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer that the Bidens took at least $1 million from the CCP just on those deals that he's looking at there. They took a hell of a lot more than that. There is smoking gun evidence that President Biden is compromised, corrupted by these illegal deals in China and Ukraine, the two most problematic areas in the world right now, with Russia and China. And We're going to turn a blind eye to this. We're going to turn a blind eye to clear corruption of the Biden family, compromise of the Biden family. We're going to turn a blind eye to Catholic churches, pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, even Supreme Court justices and their families being terrorized by these abortion activists. But we're going to go after Christians praying outside of abortion clinics. It's like you talked about the parents of Loudoun County being Garland sick and the FBI after them. We have a weaponized justice system at every level. This is not sustainable as a country. Our country is going to fall apart unless we do something about this now. And that means getting out and voting. It means Republican prosecutors fighting back. It means House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee and the Weaponization Committee really ramping up their efforts.
Mike Davis, I totally agree with everything you just laid out. And, just pray for the country. Just pray for the direction we're heading, and just pray that people get brave and we can get our country back. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much for breaking this all down for us. We truly appreciate it. Always love having you on, and just appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lisa.
It was Mike Davis breaking down the Trump indictment and what it means for the country. You know, we know it's not good. Pray for the country and pray that people get brave out there and that, you know, we can turn this thing around. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.